It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and I have two guests today from the Bridge City Cruisers. We have Terry Johnson with us, as well as Amber Van Bruggen. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
Oh, so nice to have you back. And, of course, coming up, it's a couple of big things. Show and Shine on Friday at Stout Miller Incorporated, and then our big rally in the Valley with all the cars coming to Valley City and other classic vehicles too, right?
Yeah. We're looking to hopefully, you know, get some nice tractors in here.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping for some nice motorcycles, maybe a few snowmobiles to display.
Right, Amber?
You never know. Definitely all welcome. What we want to see is everyone to break out whatever thing they have that has an engine out from the shop or shed, duster off and bring it out. It's going to be a nice day and a fun time. So all are welcome.
That's great.
You know, I encourage people who are in the middle of a project, if they got wheels on it, it's kind of fun to show people the progress of what it takes to restore one of these cars.
Uh-huh.
And absolutely,
to show it in its progression state. And whether it's a chassis, you can talk about it, the mm-hmm. vision. People really are interested to hear those stories.
For yep. sure. And if it's someone that's looking for ideas or they need help with something specific, no better place to find all kinds of people with different talents that'll be strolling around to talk to. So
would like to see a time-lapse photography of from chassis
yes.
to how people rebuild a classic vehicle.
Exactly.
Yeah. You bet.
Exactly.
You bet.
It's a lot of work. I've
it
done
is.
It, and I will never do it again.
Really? You did it one time?
Did
huh?
it one time. Yeah.
What was the model?
65 Chevrolet Chevelle Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Resto modded it. Put a big block engine under the hood. Had some fun with it. And the day came when it was time for it to go down the road to a new owner.
So, oh, no.
Yeah.
That puts a tear in my eye.
Yeah. It's
hard.
Did mine, too.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about Friday and the Show and Shine at Stout Miller Incorporated.
Yep.
People are invited to come on up there for that event.
Yep. So we're going to start out at 5 o'clock registration. You know, we don't care what you got. Come up if you want to do the loud pipe contest, balance beam, if that's all you want to do. You still need to register. There's no cost to register. We just need your information
mm-hmm.
and signing the waiver. We'll try to get things underway about 5:30, balance beam. Mm-hmm. And that'll go take us till about 6:15, depending on how many cars. And then we go right into the loud pipe. So we'll finish the night with that. Last year, it really overwhelmed us at the amount of people that showed up to do it. We were just excited.
That's
tired
great.
At the end of the night, but great time.
For
and
sure.
then you have a cruise after that, right?
Yep, just mm-hmm. jump yep. in the classics and mm-hmm. go through Valley City. It's a really unique city, a lot of bridges. I mean, you just get off the main streets and Central, and it's just fun to cruise around.
That's super. And we move to Saturday, and our rally in the Valley, got to get people registered bright and early, Rosebud Visitor Center parking lot, right, Amber?
Yep. So one good thing about the Friday night kickoff event is that they can register and then they don't have to worry about it for Saturday. So that's really helpful. But yes, the awesome registration crew will be at the Rosebud Center at 8, and then it'll move down to Central Avenue at 10 when the parade starts. And you can register up until 1 p.m. Of course, the sooner the more helpful, but
mm-hmm.
you're more than welcome to register anytime. Also, the chamber got a sponsor for the parade, so all parade entrants are free. And any of your hot rods and classics, you can bring those down the parade route as well. Our group will go all in a line, and it should be fun. Terry and my dad, Myron, will announce the cars and hot rods strolling by, but you can register up in that parade area, which will be staged at the Jefferson School Youth Center, Youth Sports, excuse me, complex. Mm-hmm. So just meet up there before 10, and you can register there as well while you're waiting for the parade to start, so...
All right. I know your dad's pretty excited about Rat Rod Row, too.
Yes, yes. Hopefully we get a lot of Rat Rods, to be honest. One of our club members had a Rat Rod up at the Hot Rod Junkie show that we're a part of, and I didn't even know it was his, and that kind of sparred the idea of, we always have a featured row every year, and so we're always trying to pick something different, and I thought, Rat Rod Row has a good ring to it. And then dad, of course, growing up here, they always had the Valley City Rat Pack, which was just a group of some rowdy students that would come and cheer loud at the basketball and football games. So that kind of ties into the theme as well, which is pretty cool. So
that's great to hear. And there'll be lots of awards, because they'll be judging with lots of different categories, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, there is. I mean, we have some, we're looking at best engine, open that hood and show off, as they call it in the car world, the jewelry box of a car. most unique, best of show, best in show under 30. We want to encourage the people that are under 30 to bring your cars out, just come and show it, because the award is going to go to that group.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mayor's Choice. We always love Mayor Dave, right? He's he loves to stroll the cars, and he picks his favorite car. And
okay.
He's never disappointed. He's always picked a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other, awards, and it's just something for everybody.
Yep.
Can I mention, Amber?
We do have two awards for tractors. So like Terry mentioned, we want to see those tractors. Some years we've had a lot, and we want to see a lot again, because we have two nice awards to go out for the awesome tractors. So it should be a great time. We have three judges. They are not club members, so no bias there. And our judges have a great time doing it. And then we appreciate it, because we don't have to be biased and try and pick and everything like that. They're very qualified, and they have a great time. And our awards ceremony, we kind of transformed last year, and we will again this year, to when we announce them, there's a stage on Main Street, and the actual winners will pull up. So not only can everyone see the winner and know which one is winning what, but we can also hear them, which is fun. So, yeah.
I'm sure we'll hear them. Yeah, that's for sure. I just wanted to remind the audience, too, that we, as in KOVC, by way of newsdakota.com, will be live streaming the parade. And then, of course, once it's all over with, it'll be archived on newsdakota.com. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So I know it's great to see that, because you've got all these classic cars and tractors and trucks and motorcycles. It's just going to be fun. So
yeah. Especially the loud pipes contest, like Terry mentioned, was so big last year. We actually made two classes this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have below 1500 cc's and above. So the below we're hoping to see, the quads, motorcycles, racing sleds, dirt bikes, all those things. And then 1500 cc and above for, the trucks, cars, mm-hmm. all that. So
all right.
It should be awesome. And we hope that they join us on Saturday as well.
Let's shout out the sponsors, Terry, before we go, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Steve, we can't do this show without our great sponsors.
For sure.
It starts with our banks. We have Dakota Bank. We have Bank Forward, First Community Credit Union, Stout Miller. Again, they're, support us greatly in this show. Puckley Chevrolet, Valley Plains Equipment, AP Equipment, Bong's Bootery, Bits Tire, Valley Auto Parts, Napa, Hefty Seeds, Morehouse Racing Concepts, Kellogg's Truck Refinishing, and D&L Roofing. So again, without them, it's hard to put on this mm-hmm. event.
Yeah. For sure. The community support is great. Those are all our monetary sponsors, but we also think of, for instance, the fire department that comes up to make sure we're safe during the Loud Pipes contest, KOVC for advertising for us, and the chamber that we've been working hand in hand with. So all the community support, like Terry said, we couldn't do the show without all of you guys, so we really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again, and let's
Thank
all
you.
Have a great show, okay?
Absolutely.
You bet.
Show up, bring those cars, get them out. We don't care what it is. Let's have a great weekend.
Very
you
good.
You bet.
Here's our Voice of the Valley for today.